Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Jack Moline. I confess I would love to hear Welton conduct the next interview with his deep and painful history with the Southern Baptist Convention. He disaffiliated when things took a dark turn into the deeply political. But today, things are only darker and way more impactful on the everyday lives of every single person in this country. With an urgent warning headlined, "The Southern Baptist Convention's Deal with the Devil," investigative journalist Sarah Posner delves into the ever more empowered political religious rights superpower of our time, exploring what they now want us to become and the tools they are ready to use to make that happen. Sarah, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much for having me again, Jack.
I think a lot of Americans naively thought that, well, the loss of Roe was unthinkable, but at least this will finally shut up those extremist theocrats. But you report that nothing can be further from the truth. Is that right?
That is right. They are only energized by the Dobbs decision. We're going to see a lot of efforts to try to criminalize both doctors and women, doctors who perform abortions, women who have abortions, and even, as we've seen already in Texas and elsewhere, trying to criminalize anyone who helps a woman get an abortion, either driving her or any number of things that might help her obtain an abortion.
You start your article with quotations from the head of their flagship seminary, Albert Mohler, talking about not only the end of Roe v. Wade, but a wholesale shift in what the Supreme Court should be all about. So I want to ask you about his words to the Anaheim, California meeting of the Southern Baptists about criminalizing abortion nationwide. What's the quote?
Well, he said, there are many cases in which demonstrably there is not just an abortionist who should face criminal consequences, but a woman seeking an abortion. He says that is something we believe the law should pursue.
Wowee. And so with that in mind, here's a clip from his June 24th podcast to which you refer in the article.
And so what you have here really is a reversal of a revolution. So put this in historical context. It's not just about abortion, but praise be to God, it is about ending abortion as a national supposed right. But as we're thinking about the jurisprudence, we need to understand that what these majority justices went at was the very idea that rights can be invented by the court and declared to be on equal standing with the rights that are enumerated in the Constitution.
This is not about religion or religious freedom. It's about fundamentally redefining our democracy itself, isn't it?
Right. So Mohler is expressing a view that's not uncommon on the religious right, that the Supreme Court in decisions like Roe and Griswold versus Connecticut, in which it struck down laws criminalizing the sale of contraception, or in Obergefell v. Hodges, in which the court found a right to marriage equality nationwide. The religious right and the right writ large insists that these rights were not enumerated in the Constitution, and therefore the court should not be finding them or creating them out of whole cloth. So when Mohler talks about that, he's not just talking about the overturning of Roe and the potential criminalization of doctors and women across the country. He's talking about the quest of the right to get the court to overturn other rights, like the right to contraception or the right to marriage equality.
There seems to be a sense that the Constitution and the rights it enumerates are subject to veto by their interpretation of the Bible, which supersedes the Constitution. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. They adopt the quote-unquote originalist view that if the right is not specifically enumerated in the Constitution, then the court should not find that there is such a right conferred by the Constitution. They layer on to that originalist argument that not only does the Constitution not enumerate these rights, but the Bible specifically prohibits them, in their view. Obviously, the theological question is also debatable. So they're kind of combining this originalist view of the Constitution with a fundamentalist view of the Bible to say that the Supreme Court should not find these rights, and we say that they're not rights based on our reading of the Bible.
We need to take another break, but I'll talk more with Sarah Posner in just a minute. And later, the ambitious founder of a new nonprofit funding mental health care for survivors of sexual assault, Todd McKay. If you miss any part of today's program, you can hear full episodes of State of Belief anytime on our website. You'll also find links to the topics we discussed this week, extended interviews and transcripts, and an archive of past shows, all at stateofbelief.com. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, religion and radio done differently.